Randy Hayes of Rainforest Action Network speaking on BigPicture.tv.
Oddly, I was in the deserts near the Grand Canyon in North America with a Hopi Indian tribe when I learned about the significance of the rainforest issue. That was in the late 70s and early 80s. I started Rainforest Action Network, and for 17 years, we have been battling the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the transnational logging companies, and to little avail. We have lost, in that time, we have lost most of Indonesia and Malaysia's rainforest. The island of Borneo is no longer the remote place with hunting and gathering tribes. Now China is importing the last remnants of the tropical hardwoods from Southeast Asian rainforests. There are four great forests left on this planet, right? You got the mighty Amazon, you got Central and West Africa, you got British Columbia leading up into Alaska, and you've got Siberia. Siberia is 22% of the world's remaining forests. So we are down to four forests. I believe we will save between 50 and 70% of what's left. And then we're going to have 500 to 5,000 years to restore and regrow the world's rainforests. But that's the job we have to get done. David Brower used to say, trying to save a forest by nice logging is like trying to sober up by drinking martinis. There's a lot of attention to certified logging and sustainable logging, particularly in tropical rainforests. I say we need to leave all of the world's primary or old growth or ancient forests alone. We have taken too much. Much of China was once an old growth forest. It's gone. Virtually all of Europe was once an old growth forest. It's gone. You know, the sirens we hear in the background is the sirens of desperation at a world that's falling apart. You know, in North America, 98.3% of the old growth forests in the 48 states of the U.S., they're gone. So not another stick. We need to restructure the wood product sector of the global economy. And in terms of providing the lumber and building materials for 6 billion people going to 8 billion, going perhaps to 10 billion, in terms of the paper needs that we have, we're technologically clever. We can do that without destroying the old growth forests. Again, that's the task at hand, and that's what we have to get done. You know, 60% of the paper in China was made from non-timber products like rice straw. There are a lot of agricultural residues and agricultural plants like canaf and industrial hemp that are fantastic building materials and paper-making materials. This is jobs and economic development. There's a tremendous amount of economic growth that we can have by solving the world's environmental problems. You know, this can create the social equity that human rights groups want and need. This can create the kind of livelihood indigenous peoples around the planet need. We can be clever, but not if we allow the oil companies of the world and the other transnational corporations to run the world through the G8 or even a subset of the G77. We have to take back democracy if we're going to orchestrate these solutions. When we look around the world and we see the degree of deforestation, we see the climate change, we feel on our gut level the weather patterns change, and we realize we're the last generation on Earth that's going to have a chance to save the rainforest, to orchestrate the paradigm shift to ecologically sustainable development that is socially just. So to the young people out in the audience, there's reason for hope. We can make this paradigm shift, we can make this ecological U-turn, we can build an ecological utopia on this planet, and in many respects, we can do it within our lifetime. We could have, in 10 to 20 years, virtually all of our energy from renewable energy, all of our transportation shifting towards mass transportation, industrial agriculture replaced with organic agriculture that's soil building and not soil destroying. These are the components of the solution, so we have to get out there and do it.
This is an audio sample from www.big-picture.tv, a great resource for alternative voices in online video.